Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE's Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue for the week of September 6th, covering inorganics, with a cover story on soda ash. It seems soda ash producers in Europe and the U.S. are suffering from slow domestic demand growth and seek to export themselves out of this trouble. Meanwhile, Chinese producers are struggling with soda ash overcapacity. There are also articles on the future of aluminum, the sulfuric acid market is seeking balance, and the increasing price of polyethylene in North America. Now let's sit down with senior editor Doris de Guzman. She's contributed two articles to the latest issue, one on biobutanol and the other on chloralkali. First, let's talk about biobutanol. Doris, when will the market see commercialized biobutanol for fuel, and how will it compete with ethanol?
Well, Ivan, biobutanol developers seem to be gearing for commercial production between 2012 and 2013. Butanol is already a widely used industrial chemical, but has yet to be applied commercially as a fuel. Butanol is said to have more similar properties with gasoline compared to ethanol, which gives it an advantage in terms of gasoline blending, handling and transportation, and engine performance impact. The only disadvantage of biobutanol right now is that ethanol is already an established transportation fuels market, while biobutanol is still at a very early stage. Major biobutanol developers here in the U.S. include Gevo, which is expected to produce 18 million gallons per year of corn-based isobutanol in the first half of 2012. There's also Cobalt Technologies, which plans to start its 1.5 million gallons per year N-butanol demonstration plant in mid to late 2012. And then Butamax Advanced Biofuels, this is a joint venture between UK oil firm BP and chemical company DuPont. Butamax plans to start commercialization of its butanol in the U.S. market by early 2013.
Fascinating stuff, Doris. Now let's look at chloralkali. And what is the current market situation for chloralkali worldwide?
Well, the global chloralkali industry this year definitely saw improvements in pricing and operating rates. The market consists of chlorine and caustic soda, which are co-products and roughly evenly produced in the chloralkali production plant. Although chlorine demand is still struggling worldwide because of cooled demand for its major application, polyvinyl chloride, or PVC, in the housing and construction markets, demand for caustic soda, on the other hand, have been increasing steadily this year as its major markets, alumina and pulp and paper, have improved since last year. China, the emerging powerhouse of global chloralkali and vinyls production, saw operating rates fall to the 50-60% range last year, while the U.S. operating rates seesawed between 70-80%. Operating rates in Western Europe ranged between 65-75% last year. ICIS assess current operating rates in China now. It's between 70-90%, with some operating at full capacity because of outages in certain regions. One U.S. company noted U.S. operating rates at around mid-80%.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, Doris. And that's it for the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. Thanks for listening and have a good night.